Aho and welcome across the veil. I am April, your host and facilitator. Across the Veil is a unique experience as we connect and communicate with those who are across the veil. Receive guidance and wisdom from the ancients, the angels, masters and teachers, guides, and those who have preceded us across the veil. The program is an opportunity for you to receive answers and insight. Across the Veil may be heard Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays on BBS Radio. Check the program guide for the times in your local listening areas. I welcome your phone calls during the program and your questions, so feel free to give me a call. Or you may email me at april@whitewolfapril.com. To learn more about who we are and the things we offer, feel free to check out our websites at www.whitewolfapril.com or www.whitewolfenterprise.com. With no further ado, join me as we go across the veil. Welcome to the program. It is so fun to be here again and to have the opportunity to share insight, guidance, wisdom, knowledge, and make connections with those who are across the veil during our program. I do need to correct the intro a bit. I am only on Monday now on bbsradio.com, and you can hear us every Monday, and we will be traveling, and we will be doing some remote work, and we may be even doing some open forum events that you'll be able to hear on the program while we're on the road. But I did want to let you know we are traveling, and I'm going to be out and about in February here in Seattle from February 11th to the 15th, working at the WOW Women's of Wisdom Foundations Conference. On Saturday and Sunday from 2:30 to 7 p.m., I will be working in the Healing Temples. And on Monday from 9 to noon, I will be doing a seminar on the medicine wheel and transforming and bringing our lives back into balance through using the cycles of the medicine wheel. It's going to be a really fun class. We're going to do a lot of hands-on and a lot of really exploring and developing how we can do that and how we can move through those cycles. Then from there, we're moving on down to Phoenix on the 16th of February to the 22nd of February. And while we're there, we're going to be doing an open forum on the Solterra essences and talking about the essential oils and some of the different essences that we offer through the business. And then we're going to also be doing an open forum across the Veil event. We're going to be doing a workshop on intuitive development. It's a little workshop we're going to be doing on Saturday, and we're also going to do some book signing on the new book that we have released, the Claire What? Intuitive Development book that is out and on the market. So happy about that and so excited that we're making that information available to our friends and to those that are wanting to develop. And it's got a great combination of all things together in one place to give you a little bit of more knowledge and a way to practice and a little bit more of that type of work. And then on Sunday, while we're in Phoenix, we're going to be doing a celebration of ceremony, and we'll be doing a medicine wheel walk on that as well. Then on February 22nd to the 25th, we'll be going to St. Louis, and we're going to be doing one-on-one across the veil and one-on-one healing sessions. Also, while I'm in Phoenix, during the daytime, I will be doing one-on-one readings and one-on-one across the veil events and healing sessions as well. So you'll want to go into www.whitewolfenterprise.com, and you're going to want to click on the traveling section to get a little bit more information, who to contact, who to set up your appointments with, who to contact with about locations and where events are happening and that type of information for the Phoenix part of the trip. In the St. Louis, you're going to want to contact me at april@whitewolfapril.com so that we can give the information to the woman who is organizing the appointments there. I know when I spoke with her the other day, there's not many appointment times left. So if you did want to get into the St. Louis for a one-on-one reading or for healing sessions, do send me an email rather quickly so we can give you a chance to maybe get in on the schedule. Then from St. Louis, we're going to be going to Erie, Pennsylvania from February 26th to March 2nd, and we will be seeing one-on-one clients for healing sessions and one-on-one clients for Across the Veil readings. And just a great time that we're going to be able to offer and be there with everybody. Then from March 25th to March 27th, we're going to be in New York City and looking at working through the expo, I can't remember the name of the expo, Celebrate Life, something like that, expo that's in New York City. And we're really looking forward to being at that event, sharing and bringing in information and doing one-on-one readings there and setting up little mini sessions and then setting up outside of the expo for the opportunity to do one-on-one readings while I'm actually in New York. So as you can see, we're going to be busy over the next few weeks here and through the next couple months and bringing forward and learning and doing and experiencing, and we're really excited to be doing that. We're really excited to experience that opportunity to share with you and to bring forward information like that. If you go to the www.whitewolf enterprise website, you'll notice that this has become our hub. This is the website where you can find out absolutely anything that you might be interested in knowing about, or you might be interested in finding out more information on, learning a little bit more about myself. All you have to do is click on the little links that are within the site, and it'll open you up into some other sites where you can, like, find out more about me and the work that I do and who I am, and products that I have for sale as well, such as some guided meditations on quieting the mind and journeying within and finding your spirit guide, those type of things, or the books, the new books that we have, the Clara Watt or the Medicine Wheel to Healthy Balance. Those are all available, and those are all listed on the websites as well. I do live one-on-one open readings with folks, and we do offer the opportunity for people to find out a little bit more. And I know here on the as you're on the program and as you're listening or as you're connecting in, and that's one of the things with the one-on-one readings, we can expound a little bit more and we can maybe make better connections for you. But you can find out a little bit more about that on that site as well. How do you set up doing a reading with me, and how would you be able to connect and do that a little bit further? Or like we were saying earlier, find out more about some of the events that are happening, where we're going to be, what we're going to be doing and presenting. Another really fun place to go and connect is called AcrossTheVeil.Ning.com. This is a social network group where people can share other beautiful, wonderful bits of information, maybe get some guidance, maybe get some answers to some questions, and just share with one another and be able to communicate, much like the format here on the program, where if you call in, we give you some insight, we give you some answers, and sometimes they just give me a list of things to share, and it may be something that you'll find on that site that is a message that's just for you, that has the wording and the message that you've been looking for, the answers that are there. So it's a great site. It's AcrossTheVeil.Ning.com. If you know anything about a Ning site, you don't want to put any of the HTTP or www in front of it. In your toolbar, you just want to type in AcrossTheVeil.Ning.com. Also, there's EnergyEmerging.Ning.com. This is a place to share healing. This is a place to share your requests for healings and a place where you can, in turn, share energy of healing back with others and helping others as well, which opens the door and the floodgates for your own reception and the ability to receive the healing. And that's called EnergyEmerging.Ning.com. It's a wonderful place to share that healing energy. And when we talk about healing energy, we're not just talking about the energy that you would be sharing through illnesses, but healing energy. So those are a couple of areas. Another quick one is DragonRidersUnite.Ning.com. I see I have Nathaniel on the line. Nathaniel, this is April. Go ahead.
Hi, April. How are you doing?
I am spectacular. How about you?
I'm doing pretty good. Any spirits around me today?
Let's see what we've got. It's been a while since we visited, so I've got to kind of reconnect here. I'm actually seeing that you have you been working with totem animals? Because I'm seeing some animal energy around you as well. I'm not sure if you're working with totem animals, but I'm seeing, in particular, I'm seeing a dog energy. Did you own a dog possibly when you were younger?
I only did for about a month.
Interesting. I'm seeing a dog's energy around you. You may want to look into some of the totem animals and see if there's some repetitive animals that are coming in your space, because I believe that there's some totem animal energy that's trying to come forward for you as well. And if you do, you know, if you're able to find that, the one that seems to repeat itself, like if you're out and about and you keep seeing a blue jay or a sparrow or something along that line, you might say, oh, maybe I need to look at, you know, the possibility of this animal being something I'm working with, because there's something about the energy that they carry and that they share that is beneficial to you at this point in time is one of the things I'm hearing. I don't know if we talked about this on one of the other programs or not, but getting a really good book, too, to help you learn a little bit more about that. I'm also hearing that I know you've got your one guide that's really come in strongly, that's really giving you some knowledge and some wisdom, and we talked briefly about that one. I also have seen a couple other ones that takes like a Buddhist, a Hinduish type of appearance that is traveling with you very strongly, and you have that third one that I haven't been able to really, really tag into. And I'm really feeling that this one is beginning to give you some inner heart compassion. This one is giving you that ability to really look at where you're at and what you're processing and the higher frequency of it, the higher understanding of it.
The thinking big part?
Yeah. And
it kind of has double meanings. You know, you can think big and, you know, want a big house too, but you can think big and not think small, you know, about little issues and things that have bothered you for years and stuff, and think big, you know, in the spiritual Christ consciousness.
Exactly. And it feels like this guide is really helping you with that, really helping you find that, that ability to really get in there and connect with that.
It's real resolution.
Yep.
So it's all good.
It feels very positive for you. It feels like it's kind of like right now you are that little kid who's just gone back to school and you're sitting at your desk all excited and learning is just like being presented to you, and that energy around you for that growth is just vibrating and it's just flowing with that excitement, with that fluidity, and with that. It's just an excitement I don't know how to put into words that I can describe.
Like going back to school when you're in fourth grade in September or something?
Exactly, yes. It's that.
I don't know why that came into mind, but, you know.
Exactly, but it's that type of energy that you're just experiencing, and it's kind of cute because as you're doing this and as you're learning, I actually see the energy of your father standing by kind of grinning and kind of nodding his head, like you're in alignment, you're doing, you know, you're on the path, I'm really proud of you. I really feel there's a real strong bond between him and you right now as you're in this process. There's something about it that almost like he feels he wasn't able to give to you. But now through the connection with your guides and through the connection of your walk, he's actually able to take part of it through that window.
Yeah, in a much different way than if he was alive.
Exactly, exactly.
In almost a more special way, you know. I mean, you know, it's great when you're alive, but I kind of walk around thinking, God, I wish I could go talk to him, you know, but now I can.
You can talk to him anytime, anywhere, anyhow is one of the great things now. And you know that, you know, it's unconditional response. It's unconditional because of the limit, not having that flow of the limitation of the flesh in the way.
Well, I was able to return that guitar and everything. I don't know if I was supposed to get some other instrument.
Excellent. Remember, they were saying that there's something else that's going to present itself to you, so I would be really, really aware and really watching what's going to happen. I'm really happy you were able to get all that brought together. I know I sent a lot of love to it because I knew that you were a little bit concerned about being able to find some necessary paperwork, so that's excellent. I'm really happy that worked out for you.
Yeah, that just turned out a couple minutes after I talked to you. I was able to look for that in some receipts, and it just showed right up. Exactly like in some other, I had like some receipts in one hand, and it was like in that other hand that I had, you know, the receipts, so it was right there.
Excellent. I'm really pleased to hear that. It kind of like they were giving that example. You're looking in one drawer, but it could be the drawer right next to it.
I had like a mess of receipts in one part of my hand, and I looked at the other part of the receipts instead of having to go through all of them.
Excellent. That is so cool. There's also something new coming in on the wind for you that's going to help you a little bit more with being able to make decisions and being able to make those decisions with more confidence and not feeling like you have to really, what's the word I want? I don't like what I'm hearing. Second guess.
Stress out about the decision.
Yeah. And they're saying,
that's why I won't have to stress out. I'll just know real easily
rather than having a stress out point. Exactly. They're saying you're going to know that you know that you know that you know that you know. And that's part of some more of the development that you're going to be going through as you go through. About the next 60 days for you are going to be almost like dynamic learning. I'm just that excitement, that dynamic, that freshness, that
going
vibration.
Going back to school in September, I guess that's the best thing I can think of.
Yeah, and it's about the next 60 days is really going to be crucial on your learning scale right now.
Excellent, I'm excited. Well,
yeah, I am too for you. I'm really, it's exciting when you work with people and you see things change and evolve over time for them and how, you know, that can be such a blessing when all we have to do is listen one time when they guide us to go do something.
Yeah, well, I think Dad really likes you.
That's so fun. He's a wonderful energy to work with. Very,
he's very enthusiastic and spiritual.
Yeah. You know, kind of like that, you know, excited to be able to communicate again, like when you know you're going to go visit a favorite relative or something. It's that kind of energy I feel around him.
Well, that's sweet. Well, thanks again, April.
Thank you, Nathaniel. You have a wonderful rest of your day.
You do. Bye-bye. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. I see that I have Dale on the line. Dale, this is April. Go ahead.
Hello there, Dr. April, calling in for my metaphysical checkup.
How are you doing?
You know what? Today was a fairly good day. I came to the resolution that I believe I see school in my future. However, I'm still deciding on two courses, which way to go.
Okay.
And it looks like it's going to be government funded, so that's a definite plus, and I'm kind of excited. And I'm just looking for a forecast for the future as far as that is concerned. And I'm still kind of worried about the health of my mom. I think she's getting a little bit better, but what do you see?
I'm seeing with mom that you really need to help her monitor that medication, that you need to really help her stay on top of that. It almost feels like she's given up. It almost is feeling like she's just kind of tired. And she's just kind of reached that point of exhaustion within her physical self. I'm not saying she's suicidal. I'm not saying she's in that phase. But I'm saying she just feels like she's given up. So it's kind of like you need to help her monitor what's going on. But with your new approach of that unconditional love with no allowance of critical barriers to come in on your part, that's going to bring in a much more positive response from her as well.
Okay. Great. And as far as school?
As far as school, yes, you're definitely going to get the funding that you're looking for. That's going to open up fabulously for you. It's actually going to help it's going to help you on different levels that you're not quite even aware of right at this point in time, is what they're saying. And the topics and the choices of the learning that you're going to go forward with are actually going to be topics that are going to help you be able to communicate and spread that word and to spread the message to people through a manner that's traditional but non-traditional in respect.
Really? Okay.
As you go through it with the...
It was biomedical electronics or going to be a CNC operator. It's working with heavy machinery that's computer-generated, and I'm really kind of torn in between which one. Is there one that stands out?
What was the first thing you said?
Biomedical electronics.
Okay.
It's working with devices like IVs, any machinery in the hospital or doctor's office, X-ray machines, they have repair technicians.
Okay.
And I was thinking about taking an associate's degree. And I'm also looking at the fact that I may need to move out and get in my own place. I feel that's pulling me so I can stay focused on school.
That is definitely going to happen. It is definitely going to be a positive switch for you to go through. It's going to be a very positive vibration for you. They're definitely saying yes, that once you get into the schooling and once things shift around a little bit for you, you are going to want that by yourself space. You're going to want that place of your own.
Right.
The kind of thing that if you want to close the door and just really focus in on what you're working on and keep yourself focused, you can. If you want to be able to take a walk from it, you can without any limitations, without any hindrances, is what I'm hearing.
Right.
Are you planning on leaving Florida? Because I'm seeing you leaving Florida.
When?
I'm actually seeing you leaving Florida. I would say it's hard for me because I have to think seasons with you guys is different than seasons with me. I'm seeing a lot of greenery around you. I'm seeing a lot of vegetation being at its fullness. So I'm going to share that with you, and you can take that. To me, that would be summer. But with seeing that for you, I don't know if that translates into summer or spring because of being in a different environment.
Right. Wow. Okay. Well, yeah, I've got some family coming down in April, and I don't know. I'm just getting a feeling that they're coming down here on an ulterior motive, but Mom is planning on spending some of her money to fix the house up. And my cousin Michael's coming down, and I'm supposed to be helping him with some flooring.
Okay. That doesn't feel like it's going to happen?
No.
That does not feel like it's going to happen. It does not feel like it's going to be a place where you're at because of where you're moving forward to. It's like you're moving away from this. You're stepping away from the family drama.
Yeah. Okay. Yes, I definitely need to. It's coming to a head, and there's good days and bad days, but it's just not having. It feels like my soul is being held back. My spirit is being suppressed, and I can't. It's tough.
It's holding your development back because you can't be in your own space, holding the vibration that you want to hold in your own space because it's not really your space.
Right.
And that's something that's going to hold you back from being able to move forward into your development, into who it is that you're here to do and the process of what you're here to process. And as
now,
you keep
on this move, do you see me moving in any mountainous terrain, or is it desert?
Not desert. I'm not seeing you in the desert.
So moving out west?
I'm not. Okay, let's see if I can get... Why am I hearing Ohio?
Oh, no, you're kidding. Going back
Why
to
am
Ohio.
I hearing Ohio.
It's where I was born and raised.
Are you being drawn that direction, or is it something that you need to do in order to move into and move forward into some of the things that you're doing? It's almost like there's a closure that needs to happen there.
I don't know of anything. I've got a friend that I talk to on a daily basis that lives up there.
Okay. Maybe that's going to help be a transporting situation of getting you from point A to B, and then you're going to be able to spin out from there. But I am seeing the word Ohio. I'm not okay. saying I see it as a permanent fixture.
Right.
And when I look at the vegetation in that area, and I do know that area a little bit,
yeah.
that it's more of that. It's more of the summer. It's more of the things are green. The leaves are in full, you know, bloom. They're not transitioning. They're in their growth process. And I was seeing the trees are very strong and very sturdy.
Wow, Ohio, man! I guess I'm. Will I be leaving on my own reconnaissance, or will it be something more along the lines of being pushed out and have no other alternative but to go?
It's a decision you're making. It's a decision that you have already made. You just need to put it into action, is what I'm hearing.
Oh, man. Okay.
Where is the one school that you're contemplating attending?
It's down here in Florida.
Interesting.
Right here in the county.
Interesting.
Yeah, that's what I was hoping, because this is all transpiring as far as moving forward, you know, getting the schooling. I was hoping it was going to take place here in the county.
Okay.
And live here at home, and then until I get my funding, which sounds like they have enough funding that I could live on while
right.
I'm going to school full-time and have everything paid for. And
that's what I'm seeing,
you know,
definitely.
What's that?
I am definitely seeing that everything will be paid for, everything will be taken care of through that, through the schooling. You know, it's going to help you, that's what I was referring to at the beginning, that you don't necessarily see the big picture, you don't necessarily see the whole process, because there's more to it than what's really surfaced in the blessing that's going to come through that financial assistance.
So the schooling could be in Ohio?
How long is this schooling? Because maybe the Ohio thing is just going to be a quick little vacation trip for you. I'm hearing closure. Ohio, there is something about Ohio that has a significance of closure.
April, I have a daughter in a former life back there. My ex-wife and my daughter, actually my daughter and I aren't talking because her mom has really corroded her mind. And I don't know, maybe there's some closure there or something might be opening up. But as far as that, all of my immediate family's all that. My mother and my sister are here, and my daughter and most of my friends are in Ohio. You know, these are childhood mm-hmm. friends, and one was the cousin of my ex-wife. We still we talk on a daily basis.
Okay.
And
what I'm going to say
really
is
we really have a bond there.
What I'm going to say is don't, because this is what I'm hearing to share with you. Don't close the door on the opportunity that's going to come forward for you to have the opportunity to have closure, and that it's going to be. And that's where I'm seeing Ohio coming in very strong. Yes, I do see you going to the schooling, and yes, I do see that the schooling is going to have a very positive influx for you, and
right.
that, you know, financially it's going to help you out. It's going to help you regain confidence. It's going to help you regain some of that personal ability within yourself to know that you can do it, know that, you know,
April, I got you to thank for that as well. You have really pulled me out of a hole that I was in here not too long ago, and you have really shown me a lot of things that you and I have talked about on, you know, on a personal basis. But listen, I'm open to it. And when you say Ohio, I'm like, okay, I got to open myself up for this and pay attention, which you have taught me how to do in several, you know, in a way. So I am open and hearing it.
Good.
When that opportunity presents itself, by George, I'm going to jump on it.
Definitely listen for it and watch for it. And then once that happens, I really feel there's going to be some stuff that's really going to, you're going to complete your schooling, you're going to get some positive feeling, and then as I'm saying that, and then I'm seeing you almost move into an area very similar to what the land around it, like when we used to travel from Colorado down to go to Vegas, that area of the highway there, I see it very similar to that.
April, oh my God, I have had this pull. This is no lie. This is the hair on my arms is standing up. I have had this insatiable, this little kick in me that has been saying, move out west, move out west, move out west. You need to move out west. You need to be in a little bit in the mountains, but not so high, but you need to be above the pollution that is to come. I'm also now starting to feel that urge that I need to start stockpiling seeds.
Yes.
And I think I know what it means. I'm pretty sure I know what it means.
Yes, that's something many of us need to be doing, is starting to get a hold of some really good organic seeds and different, you know, soils and different, you know, things that naturally we can add for our own fertilizers and stuff like that, because we're going to need to. I do a lot of my own growing here just because of the need that we have for the non-contaminated, like you were saying, for that non-contaminated, that non-polluted ability to feed ourselves.
So you say it's between Colorado and Vegas?
It's that stretch of road. It looks very similar to that type of landscaping. I'm not saying that's the exact location, but as I'm seeing it, that's my best ability to be able to describe it. And I assume that having been a truck driver, you kind of have an idea of where I'm talking about there.
Yeah, I'm kind of visualizing it. It is rocky terrain in some parts. Yeah, I kind of get an idea of where it's at. Because Colorado's got a lot of prairie land, and then you get on the east, or get on the west side, and that's when you're really getting into the, you know, to the valley and the, you know, the Rockies.
Yes.
Wow. Okay. All right.
Yes.
Oh, geez. Thank you very much.
It's a very beautiful area. I lived there for 15 years and absolutely loved it up in the mountain areas in Colorado. So it's kind of that flow from going up in the mountains up to like Revale and that on the interstate there, and you're moving across into Utah and then you start downward towards Vegas. It's that whole little stretch right in through there.
Oh, I know exactly where you're talking about now.
Yeah, and that's what it feels like.
Do you see me with like-minded people or alone?
You know, you're going to actually connect with a group of like-minded people, and you're actually going to find that you cherish your alone time, but that you're going to actually connect with a group of like-minded people who are going to help you as you're moving forward. And then with your new career that you're establishing through your schooling, you're going to be able to help them. Remember, they were saying at the beginning of the reading that you're going to actually, through this, you're going to have a traditional method of being able to help somebody non-traditionally.
Oh, yeah, okay.
That's like what I'm hearing with
medical electronics is the one I need to be working on then.
Yep.
Okay, all right. Well, I will talk to you personally later.
Yeah, I do have a class this evening, and after that, if you wanted to do that other call that we were talking about, please feel free to give me a holler. And we'll see if we can't wrap up what you wanted to find out on that.
Right. Will do. Okay.
All right.
Thank you very much.
Have a great evening. Thanks for your call.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. It's so interesting when we're starting our development, we're starting working on different things, how we can get led into different paths and different places, and how as our awareness opens, our paths and things will actually make major changes. We'll actually have a big change that will take us down a whole different road than maybe what we were seeing a month ago or 2 months ago, because we've adjusted ourselves and we're working to get on our path. We're working to get on the direction and the flow that we're being led to go and we're being led to do. And those are things that can really be exciting adventures. And like both of these gentlemen that I was speaking with earlier on the program, each one of them has taken steps to move and to shift and to change their reality and through simple little processes of making a decision to say, you know, I'm getting that leading to go somewhere, and having an experience while you're on that road, like our first gentleman did when he did this trip, and all of a sudden he became somebody who's guided and leading and flying on the wings of the angels. Those are the little things that can happen with all of us as we start working on our path work, and we wonder, well, man, I started out this way, and everybody was saying this, this, and this, and this was going to happen in my life, but because I did this one little change, now I'm seeing this whole big scheme of things evolve in a whole different manner, and there's a big change coming in my world and coming in my life, and those are the little things that are exciting. That's like when I was visiting with Dale, and we were talking, and he, you know, didn't really like to hear the message that there was something that needed to go on in Ohio, but he's open to it and he's receptive to it. Because inside that growth process and inside that process within himself, he knows that by making those steps and by following those little leadings and those little guidings and those little directions, it's going to open the way for a floodgate of blessing to flow. And that's really what I'm feeling is happening for many people, and for many people as they're going through some of the things that are going on in their lives, is as you make those shifts and as you make those changes, there's those flows that are opening, those floodgates are opening that are bringing us into a much higher frequency and into a much more divine-driven, if you will, path. The ability to have the closure that's needed, the ability to have the healing that's needed, the ability to have the wisdom that's needed, all of those type of things can shift and change as we obey. And I hate that word because obey just sounds so harsh and so cold, but it's the only word that I can really get that kind of has the impact of the message that they're sharing with me to share with the listeners, is that following that leading, following that guidance, following that knowledge, and doing it kind of without question. Yes, you're going to question it and say, okay, how are we going to make this happen? How the reality of this is going to come forward? But going forward without question in a manner that says, I know that I'm being guided and directed by my guides. I know how to recognize the positive vibration. I know how to recognize the feedback. I know how to da-da-da-da-da, because you're developing that and because you're growing and you're developing in that manner. Those are very powerful things that are happening with many. And as we were talking about growing our own crop, growing our own fruits and our own vegetables, and learning what are some of the natural foods and natural plants that grow in your own regions and in your own area is really going to be important. Having the seeds, having the beginning of restarting life and restarting some vegetation to be able to provide for your own nutritional needs without the chemicals, without the pollutants is the only thing I'm hearing. For example, this year when we planted our potatoes, I had three little potatoes that I just cut and threw in the ground and thought, well, we'll see if they produce anything. I actually had an amazing amount of potatoes that came from that because of the blessing of the purity of the soil, because of the blessing of the energy that was exchanged by the planting and by the prayer and the intent of the planting and allowing it to manifest. And those are the type of things that many of us need to become aware of and begin to do, because as we're moving forward in our lives, that the contaminants are really causing a lot of our bodies to not operate at their optimal level, not operate in that flow of perfection that we have been created to do, or that we've been come into this world to live our lives as. There's some who are out there who are suffering stomach problems, who are wondering, why is it that I have this problem within myself? If you observe and you notice what is in some of the foods that you are eating, what has been placed in those foods to make them bigger, better, fatter, faster, and how that's affecting us and how that's affecting us as we consume it. Going into more of having your own vegetation, having your own awareness of what grows loosely, freely within your own environment that you can draw from and have in your own diet that would be so beneficial to you, that would be so uplifting for you. I'm hearing that there is someone who's listening to the program who needs to really increase their K intake, and they need to start adding some greens, and they need to add like kale, some of the green kale. I'm hearing some of the seaweeds that would be very beneficial for you to add into your diet, and it will help you process through something that's going on within your tummy. You're getting a It feels like you're getting this bizarre, unusual bloating. It's like even if you have something to drink, a beverage to drink, you'll notice that your body will start bloating, and you'll, it's like you're retaining and holding, and it's because of some of the things that you've eaten over time and you've ingested over time. You're going to want to make sure that you bring in the K's and the greens. I see that I have another caller. Catherine, this is April.
Hi, April.
Hi.
I was wondering if you could tell me, I'm hoping I'm on the right path. I'm really focusing a lot on detoxing my body to the point that my family kind of thinks I'm gone a little overboard. But that's what I'm getting. I'd just like some verification.
Yes, you do need to do some detoxification. Here, are you working with heavy metals? Because I actually taste metals as we're talking. Yes. You may want to look at letting go of some of the heavy metals that are in your environment as well.
Okay.
Check your stoneware, the dishes that you may be using, like the cups, maybe some of the cups that you're, you know, have like your cup of tea or something like that in, because there's something about heavy metals that's within the forming of these that is affecting you. One of the ways you can check them is doing the body kinesiology, where you hold it in front of you and you hold it kind of like about mid solar plexus, you know, mid right in that area. And if it draws you forward, you know that it's okay to use. But if it pushes you away, you know that it's not. That would be beneficial for you as you're detoxing. You're saying that your family is a little concerned that you've gone overboard. As long as you are providing for yourself the nutrition that is needed for you to operate at the optimal level of who you are, you're on the right track.
Okay, great. Do you see any kind of spirit animals around me?
I actually saw a fox when I first saw your name come on the screen as I was finishing sharing the other reading for someone else. I actually saw a fox come in the screen. And if you look up fox, there's some message that fox has to share with you. Also something to do with, I don't want to say a crow. I wanted to say raven, but I'm seeing more crow.
Okay.
Those would be
sort
two
of like
that
on like a Ted Andrews book.
Yes, his books are excellent on helping you get some insight into that. The Animal Speaks is an excellent source for that. He also has a tarot deck out that has animals on it, and the book alone, I just absolutely love the information that's provided in there as well.
I do too. On this, back to the health issue, I'm having a specific thing that nobody can really tell me what it is, and I've been all over the place for about a year and a half. Do you see anything being resolved about that within this year?
Not because I want to pry and know. Is it something that's going on internally?
Well, it's visible externally.
Okay. The cause of it is internal.
That's what I figure, and that's why I'm doing the detoxing and hoping that through the detoxing, the various organs and the heavy metals that I will, you know, resolve that.
Right, and it's totally internal, and that's why I asked you if it was internal, because I couldn't feel you seeing it as that, but to me it's totally internal, and the external is just the release point, the symptom point, the hey, I'm here, get me your attention point.
Exactly. I was thinking about, I was trying to avoid doing chelation, IV chelation, but I have been doing some, negative ion therapy foot baths for probably 22 sessions and haven't really found that it's done anything to change the outside. Do you think IV chelation would be okay for me?
I personally don't, but you have to go with what feels right on the inside. On your foot ionization, are they putting you in for a minimum of 45 minutes, or are they running it shorter?
Shorter.
45 minutes, you need to be in at least 35 minutes for the body to begin to break down and release. 45 minutes is kind of the max time frame for it, and that's what you really need for the body to have a chance to open up and begin the releasement point. That happens between 30 and 35 minutes in those cleanses, and then you get those extra few minutes is what gives your body the chance to go, ah, and let go.
Right. I was almost thinking about getting my own setup at home.
There is a woman that I work with very closely, and I have two of her systems here that we use in our holistic healing center, and it's Color Vibration, and you can go
color
on her website.
What's the website?
Color Vibration.
Okay.
They're priced very well there. Just tell her that you were talking with me on the radio program, mention my name, and that you're interested in getting a setup for at home, and she will help you, and she will work with you. She's an engineer and has brought together these new cleansers or these cleansers. She's had them for a while, but I do like them. And I do have the medicinal grade cleanser as well, but I tend to use hers more than even that.
Awesome. That's awesome.
And
okay,
but
the pads
that you would put on the bottom of your feet are not going to do what you would get from doing one of the machines. So if you're considering getting it home, then you can really run the time frame that you need, because a lot of the clinics, their equipment will say, unfortunately, the equipment will say, do not run over 20 minutes, do not run over 30 minutes. It's because they know you're going to break down the toxins fast that way. And that is a way that they can give you a package to keep you coming, because it takes longer.
Ah,
okay,
gotcha.
And it's not the center's fault. It's because that's how they present it in the marketing material.
Exactly.
So,
well,
you know, if
you,
if the little clinic that you work with is willing to let you come in and say, you know, I'm going to do these sessions and I want to do them for 45 minutes, do be aware that when you go to that level, you are going to feel it, and your body is really going to, you need to rehydrate a lot, drinking a lot of good, clear, uncontaminated waters is really going to be important for you after you do that as well.
Well, just going for the 20 minutes, I found I did a lot of emotional detox, which I don't find many people talk too much about that. Was that just for me?
That's really important, because when we're detoxing, we have to let go on all levels. You know, if we're holding on to something emotionally, physically, the body's not going to be able to let it go.
One last thing on that note, I was also thinking about doing some colonics, a series of colonics, because I always felt that was such a, I mean, literally, you have to let go.
I'm actually seeing that as a positive for you. I'm seeing that as something that would be very beneficial to you.
Yes. Maybe I'll do a series of that and then go back to the foot baths.
That may be the route for you to go, but I do see that being very beneficial, and I do see both of those being an excellent tool for you to help work through. And to anybody who's listening to the program who seriously needs to get rid of some of the toxins, these are both excellent ways to go through that process.
Great. I appreciate you giving me that confirmation.
There's also, I'm hearing, and I can't remember the name of the place, but you can send in like a saliva swab to them.
Mm-hmm.
I believe it's in Colorado. I'm sorry, I'm not thinking of the name.
Well, I probably just look online. Saliva testing for heavy metals or just
a general overall wellness within the body, I'm hearing would be a very beneficial avenue for you to investigate.
Okay.
But don't get, when you do this, don't. when you do this, don't get wrapped up in when they send back to you that you need to buy these 500 different supplements to bring yourself into balance. You're looking for what it is you need to get rid of.
Right, right. Gotcha.
Okay.
Okay, that sounds great. Thank you so much.
Thanks for your call, and you have a wonderful rest of the day.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. It is so important to work with the body, and like we were talking about as they were bringing the message in earlier before we began visiting with this other caller, the importance of what we're putting into our bodies, what we're ingesting into our bodies. You know, it's like we were talking about doing some detoxing and doing the detoxes and using the ionic cleansers and you know, the chelations and some of the, you know, the that type of thing can have such a fabulous effect on our bodies, but if we're not aware of and if we're not careful of what we're putting back in, we're actually creating a negative balance within ourselves, and that's really important. And becoming aware of what it is that we can do and how we can correct that. I'm also seeing there's someone who has been very dependent on fast foods. There's somebody who has been very dependent. This is something that they've done on a real regular basis. You're really, really hurting yourself. If you can find a way to cut back and maybe create your own sandwiches and take them with you, get your own fruits and vegetables, make a little fruit, you know, a salad, those type of things, and start taking them with you and stepping back away from the fast foods, that's going to help you a lot, because there is additives I'm hearing for you in particular, whoever this person is, that you depend on the fast foods. You there's not a day that you don't eat there in a as of convenience for your lifestyle. If you would take a few minutes ahead of time and create little things that you can just grab and go with, that'll help you get out of that rut. But there is something that is an additive within those foods that is really causing a negative effect on you. They've really been focusing on that this latter part of the program, on the importance of bringing our bodies into a frequency and into a vibration through health and bringing in more healthy what we're eating, more healthy of what we're ingesting, more healthy of what we're putting within our space, within our bodies, what we're ingesting, what we're digesting, to help get the bodies back to optimal level. And getting and stepping away from the doing the fast foods every day and every day and every day, this person feels like they actually hit fast food 3 times a day. It feels like you may grab it on your way in and to work in the morning, and then at lunchtime it's just easier to go to the fast food right across the street, grab it, and come right back to work. And then on your way home from work, you're exhausted and figure, I'm not fixing dinner, so I'm just going to swing through the drive-thru. It feels like this is a pattern that you have going on every day. Number one, you need to really cut back on that because of the fact of what it's doing to your system. Start making some things ahead of time and taking them with you and eating them with your, it's going to really help. You're actually going to have withdrawal. I'm hearing that you're actually going to have withdrawal from the foods and from what is added to those foods within the fast food that you've gotten, so that you're quite, I don't know how to put the word, you're quite dependent upon. And they're saying it's, you need to let that go. You need to not be doing that and get yourself on a healthier diet, get yourself on a healthier. Do tease that they're the kind that are leaving that nice oil that's coming from the product of the tea on the water, so that you're getting the benefit of the oils that are coming from those plants. I see that I have another caller. Cheryl, this is April. Go ahead.
Yes. Hi, April. How are you tonight?
I'm excellent.
Thank you for your sharing. I have a quick question. I've just felt very out of sorts today, like very, very lethargic. I don't know if it's all these energies that I'm processing, or the moon energy. I was wondering if there's anything that you could tell me about that.
Yes, there is something going on with the moon, but I think that some of it is actually you have gotten yourself into kind of a toxic rut. You've gotten yourself kind of and it's starting to surface. It's starting to come out. And yes, there is something going on planetary-wise for you as well. I'm trying to see if I can connect in with some of it. Almost that, what I feel with you when I connect with you is that, like, it would just feel better if you could stay in bed all day.
Yes, yes, definitely.
And that's
and just
where,
sleep, yeah.
Yeah. You need some teas. If you have teas, you want to really start bringing in some teas into your environment. It's going to help you detoxify. It's going to help you release.
Okay.
Some of the green teas, and I heard this once just recently, peach, bringing in the peach. There's something about peach right now that's really important to people. I'm not sure if it's what vitamin is in there that they're really wanting people to get a hold of, but you may want to look at adding some peach into your diet as well.
Okay.
You need to get on a good supplement. I'm also hearing that you're kind of going to start coming out of the hibernation stages. You're going to start coming out of being in that it's time now for winter to be shed, and it's time to start moving forward again and getting back into the spring, back into your step, sort of thing. So they're really saying, finding a good supplement would be beneficial for you as well.
Okay, I do some vibrational numbers I read into myself, to correct a lot of stuff and on an ongoing basis, for osteoporosis and other things like that. And I do have all these herbal supplement teas, but I just haven't been using them. Okay, so I'll drink some teas. And
One of the other things I'm hearing is that there's actually a supplement that you can get that has over 700 minerals, vitamins, nutrients, all of that within it, and it's a liquid. So you may want to check into that as well.
Okay. All right.
Check with your local herbal I'm trying to think what you would call them. We call it the herbal store here. But your little... That type of store.
Natural food store.
There you go. Thank you.
Yeah.
You may be able to find it there.
Okay.
All right.
Okay. Thank you very much.
Thank you, and you have a wonderful rest of your day.
And you too. Thank you, April.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
I can see that we're getting close to the top of the hour here, and it's just been such a pleasure to be with you, bringing in messages and sharing the wisdom that the masters have wanted to share today and the guidance that they have wanted to share. I do want to remind you that we are only on Mondays, and we are going to be traveling, and we're going to be in Seattle February 11th to the 15th, Phoenix February 16th to the 22nd, St. Louis February 22nd to February 25th, Erie, Pennsylvania, February 26th to March 2nd. So check out our website, www.whitewolfenterprise.com, for more information and details. And you will be able to connect with me and get set up, and hopefully we can meet one-on-one and have a chance to share more of the connecting and more of the communications. And you can email me at april@whitewolfapril.com with your brief questions or comments, and we'll see if we can't work some things out and get some guidance and messages for you. Until we get together again, have a great day, and may your life be blessed with love, light, and healing.